Okay, first let's go to Australia. Australia could lead the world in cultural and eco-tourism if the federal government properly invests in the industry, the governor of a national conference said recently. Industry leaders from across Australia are in Brisbane for the Tourism Features Conference to be officially opened by the Federal Tourism Ministry, Martin Fergus, recently. Conference Governor Tony Charter said the aim is to take an over-the-horizon perspective on the industry, and there is a serious message for the new Prime Minister, Julia Gillard. Also, Charter told journalists that let's get serious about making Australia the world's number one destination for neutral ecotourism and cultural tourism. He said, we have a great network of world heritage areas, biospheres, rivers, and natural landscapes. And also, but we need the infrastructure to deliver from properly and deliver high quality experiences. 那么我们首先呢看看澳大利亚。澳大利亚的政府官员呢宣称希望能够把澳大利亚打造成全世界第一的旅游胜地。那它的主要的这个措施呢就是打造这个文化和 ecotourism, 就是生态旅游的这样的一个地区 destination.Australia can lead the world. It can be our point of difference, but it needs serious investment, not just talk. With a strong Australian dollar here to say, Charter said Australia need to provide not the cheapest holidays, but the best quality experiences. I think that's the major message that will come out of this event. And to achieve such an aim, we have to focus on our unique culture and natural heritage, Charter said. 那么他的官员称呢希望澳大利亚呢不仅能够吸引更多的游客，不仅仅能够成为一个最便宜的度假的地方，同时呢也是最具有这个 quality experience, 最具有质量的这样的一个度假胜地。Okay, and now here, let's take a look at another one. Wealthier is not necessarily healthier. This is related to the health problems. The suggestion by one of the U.S. President Barack Obama's key economic advisors that wealthier nations are also healthier is not necessarily true, according to a team of British social scientists. The research team studied data from 22 countries over almost 50 years to test theprinciple that stimulating economic growth automatically improves level of public health, particularly in the developing world. Their findings suggest that idea is over simplistic, he said, and in some cases the health of population has worsened even as the country's nation's income was rising. This is because issues of poverty and inequality were ignored by policymakers, more worried about economic growth, a strategy that may ultimately cost lives, researchers said.那么根据英国的一组科学人员的调查，他们认为呢财富并不一定能够带来健康。This was because issues of poverty and equality were ignored by policymakers, the scientist says. The wealthier is healthier argument is the idea that if you have economic growth, you are acquiring the resource that will help society's health to improve as a whole, said Larry King, the Cambridge University Sociology Department, whose study was published in the journal Social Science and Medicine. He said, our study found that the health is not enough. If policymakers want to improve health, they need to look more closely at the impact that they are having on individual living standards. King said the link between economic growth and improving public health was first made in influential paper in 1996, co-authored by Larry Summers, now director of the National Economic Council in the United States and a leading presidential advisor. Since then, it has been a guiding formula for both health ministers and many of the global financial bodies that support international development. The Cambridge-led research team looked at efforts of poverty and inequality in 22 Latin American countries from 1960 to 2007. Their study analyzes three standard measures of public health, life expectancy, infant mortality rates, and tuberculosis mortality rates against gross domestic products per capita as a measure of economic growth. Initial results appear to vindicate the traditional theory, the researcher said. They show that each 1% rise in GDP was linked to a 1.2% reduction in the infant death rates and an increase in life expectancy of about 22 days. But when the relationship between wealth and health was examined across entire periods, including the distribution of wealth, a different pattern emerged. During periods when inequality widens, for example, the study found that a percent rise in GDP led to a lower decrease in infant death rates of just 0.9% and had no effect at all on tuberculosis mortality rates of life expectancy. When inequality in the same countries was narrowing, a rise in wealth and had a much larger effect, the study found. At these times, a 1% increase in GDP was linked to a 1.5% fall in child death rates and 1.8% drop to TB death rates, and also an increase in average life expectancy for 51 days. According to these results, focusing on growth rather than poverty reduction and reducing inequality may lead to substantial loss of life. Here is a study about a teenager's benefit from later school time. Teenagers react more energetic when allowing half an hour late to school, said a recent study according to Associated Press recently. 那么根据最近的一个调查显示呢，如果孩子们有更多的课余时间呢，将是会对他们非常有益的。A research led by Dr. Judith Owens in Brown University done at the Rhode Island boarding school shows evidence that changing the start time for students is good for growing. The dean of the school said that she would consider changing the starting school time from 8 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. after she was stunned by the results. The researchers explained that a teen tends to be in their deepest sleep around down the time that they needed to arise for school. Walking, waking them could leave them sleepy. The study was to find out the links between sleeping habits and behavior. Without any intention linked to school performance, however, the researchers insisted on delaying school times is worthwhile. Let's take a look at something which is really fun. First, let's go to Finland. Finland continued to run in the World Wife Carrying Championships recently as Taisto Mittinen sprinted fastest along 253 meters track carrying Kristiina Häkkinen upside down on his back. The couple, who also won the World Championship title last year, finished the race in 1 minute and 5 seconds. Estonia Salar Vugel and Kristi Voutrup tripped in the water obstacles and were second some 5 seconds behind the winners. 那么首先呢，我们来到芬兰看看一年一度的背老婆世界锦标赛呢，最近闭幕了。那芬兰人在本届比赛中再度夺冠。当天的一个名字叫做泰斯托米耶蒂宁的男子倒扛着他的妻子克里斯蒂娜哈帕宁，以最快的速度跑完了253米的比赛全程。那这对上届比赛的卫冕冠军呢，在本次比赛中一共又是1分05秒完成了比赛。来自爱沙尼亚的艾拉和克里斯提夫妇呢，在水障碍区中绊倒，以5秒之差呢屈居第二。The winning couple trained together throughout the year. He said, before I have been a lot of in the gym, but nowadays I have run a lot and there is the secret. The race held for the 15th time and attracted 55 couples from 15 countries, including Australia, Ireland and Poland, to compete in the remote eastern Finnish village of Sunkajavi, some 485 kilometers northeast of the capital Helsinki. The wife-carrying competition has its roots in Gant of Rukaina, of Rob the Robber and his gang, who live in a forest and stole food and girls from village. 那么 当天呢是艳阳高照，十分炎热。冠军米耶蒂宁在赛后之后呢，他说：“之前我常去健身房，但是呢，现在我经常去跑步，这就是我获胜的一个秘诀。”那杯老婆世锦赛呢，至今已举办了第15届。此次比赛呢，吸引了来自15个国家的55对夫妇参加，其中包括澳大利亚、爱尔兰和波兰。那比赛在芬兰东部的偏僻的松卡伊尔维村举行。那这个村庄呢，是位于首都赫尔辛基东北部约485公里处。那杯老婆这个比赛，它是起源于芬兰的一个强盗龙凯宁传说。龙凯宁和他的同伴们住在森林里，从附近的村庄呢偷食物，以这个谋生。So that is really interesting story. Now let's move on to BBC Learning English.
Hi Joe, that's a nice shirt you're wearing today. Where did you get it?
Actually, it was a real bargain.
怎么是打了折买的呀? How much?
Well, actually, I bought it at the supermarket for just a few pounds. And you're going to hear a lot more about cheap clothes in today's BBC Learning English program.
好啊，我们今天就来看看在英国怎么样少花钱也一样能时尚。我是孙晨。
The cheap fashion business in the UK is booming at the moment.
是啊，现在可真是商业极其发达。要想买便宜的衣服，还不光是主流的品牌商店里，现在啊，就连超市也开始卖衣服了。
So it's not unusual to come back from buying your weekly food with a nice new pair of jeans or shoes that probably won't have cost a lot of money.
不过要说起来啊，便宜的衣服呢也不是什么新鲜事儿，只不过以前没有现在这么流行罢了。 Jay McNally 就是这样的一位廉价服装品牌特许经营的主管，他们的品牌呢就是 Peacocks。
Why are cheap fashion suddenly so popular?
I think today's sort of fashion shopper is a lot more fashion aware than they've ever been before. I think this confidence has built up among the consumers, so they don't have to rely on a particular label or brand, and so they're quite happy to shop around. They want to achieve the looks, they don't want to spend a fortune in getting there, because they've got a lot of other priorities to spend their cash on nowadays. So I think it's becomeperfectly acceptable to shop in a value retailer.
Jane said today's fashion shopper is a lot more fashion aware.
To be aware 就是意识到，现在追求服装时尚的人啊，可是比以前任何年代都要更关注自己是不是更时尚。而且在这些消费群体当中，信心是他们的重要支柱。英语当中建立起来就是
To build up confidence.And consumers.
这是消费者，现在的消费者在逛街的时候可是越来越自信了，他们也再也不依靠什么品牌来锁定自己要买什么东西了，依靠就是
To rely on and labels and brands.
Label 就是标价， brands 说的是品牌，现在大多数的消费者都喜欢逛更多的商店。
To shop aroundConsumers these days want to look good and fashionable, or as Jane says, they want to achieve the looks, but they don't want to spend a fortune doing that. To spend a fortune.
就是花一大笔钱 a fortune, 说的就是一大笔钱。这种词啊，你在逛街的时候，我想肯定用得着。
I spent a fortune today.So British people want to look good, but don't want to spend a lot of money doing so, because they have a lot of other priorities for spending their cash on nowadays.
现在人们最关心的 priorities 也有所不同。在花钱方面呢 ，cash 这个词啊是经常说得到的，就是现金的意思。
And because of this, it has become perfectly acceptable to shop in a value retailer.
To be acceptable 可以接受。To be perfectly acceptable, 完全可以接受。A value retailer, 就是卖比较廉价的时装店。Have a listen to Jane again.
I think today's sort of fashion shopper is a lot more fashion aware than they've ever been before. I think this confidence has built up among the consumers, so they don't have to rely on a particular label or brand, and so they're quite happy to shop around.They want to achieve the looks, they don't want to spend a fortune in getting there, because they've got a lot of other priorities to spend their cash on nowadays. So I think it's become, perfectly acceptable to shop in a value retailer.
We also spoke to Melanie Rickey, who works for the UK fashion magazine Grazia. She thinks that perhaps cheap fashions don't have the same good quality that expensive brands do.
要她说起来呢，在买衣服的时候，你必须要非常有眼光。
Discerning, D-I-S-C-E-R-N-I-N-G. You have to be discerning. If you only want to wear something for 2 weeks, then it's fine not to spend a lot of money, say £10.
也就是差不多150块钱吧。不过他倒是说，就是因为便宜，所以这些衣服啊可不经穿。但是你就是要为了穿那么两个星期，那这些便宜的衣服又有什么不好呢？
I think you have to be quite discerning. If you're going to buy something you'll only wear for 2 weeks that costs you £10, fine. But if you're going to buy a handbag or shoes or coat or, you know, you need to spend a bit more money on it because you need the quality, you need it to last. And cheap clothes don't last.
Jane McNally actually disagrees with Melanie though.
Jane 对于这个想法看起来挺不满意。
Jane says that cheap fashions have become so popular recently because they have improved in recent years. A few years ago, cheap clothes may not have lasted a long time, but that's not really the case now.
那要这么说呢，这些便宜的衣服以前啊是穿不了多久，但是在最近几年，这种局面已经在很大程度上得到了改变。Here's Jane.
I think also that the best value retailers have really upped the ante massively in terms of their fashion content over the last few years. We've actually spent a lot of time and effort on getting our fit and quality standards absolutely correct. I think maybe going back a couple of years, there was some work to be done, but nowadays I think our fit and quality standards are really there.
Let's just take a look at some of Jane's language.She says the best value retailers have upped the ante massively in terms of their fashion content over the last few years. To up the ante.
就是提高竞争水准。现在这些廉价的时装店啊，已经在很大程度上提高了自身的竞争实力。
Massively. They've upped the ante a lot in terms of fashion content. In terms of...
就是就什么而言，那就是说就时装的款式而言。Jane说啊，他们公司用了很多时间来提高他们款式和制作水准。衣服合身啊，就是
fit and quality standards，
质量水准。你要是回到过去几年呢？
If you go back a couple of years, there was some work to be done.
还有很多地方需要改进。现在他说他们已经达到了这个水平。Jane 用了这么一个短语。
Now we are there. Now we've achieved a good standard, good quality. Let's just recap some of today's fashion language so far in this program. We talked about building up confidence.
建立自信。
And very important for shopping, consumers.
消费者。
We heard the word labels,
标价
brands,
品牌
You might spend a fortune when you're shopping,
花一大笔钱
And you need cash to shop,
说的是现金
And you can buy cheap fashions at value retailers,
说的是廉价的专卖店
We talked about being discerning,
得有好眼光
And those value retailers have really upped the ante in recent years.
提高竞争力。我们刚才听到的是时装界的业内人士在跟我们说廉价时装和品牌时装上的对比。我们下面该听听英国的消费者们都是怎么看的了。
Do British people prefer to buy cheaper clothes, as the recent success of cheap fashions would suggest, or are there lots of fans of designer labels?
时装化的大品牌。
Listen out for an interesting expression that means ordinary or normal.
I used to buy an awful lot of designer clothes, but then I discovered the percentage markup on them, and that put me right off them.
I don't really put a focus on the brand. I guess I just have to like the piece of clothing.
I never, ever, ever buy designer labels because I refuse to pay to advertise somebody's label.
It depends on the occasion where I'm going. Like if I'm going to a wedding, I would go for a designer at that time.
I do buy...designer labels if I buy a suit for example for work but just casually I just buy run-of-the-mill jeans and tops
so did you catch the expression meaning ordinary normal it was run-of-the-mill
run-of-the-mill 就是一般般
anyway one woman said she used to buy designer labels
这位女士说呢她以前啊老是买些个大名牌那为什么她现在不买了呢
Well, she discovered the percentage markup on them.
Percentage, 百分比 ,markup, 就是标价。后来她发现啊，原来有些大牌子的衣服实际上呢制造的非常廉价，但是卖的却是非常贵。
So the markup is very big, so she stopped buying them. One woman said she would never buy designer labels because she refuses.
她拒绝。她可不想给这些牌子啊做活广告。那做广告呢就是 to advertise.
She refuses to advertise someone else's label. Another person said they don't like to focus on brands.
这是关注什么事儿？他说啊，现在牌子呢已经不是他最关心的了，他关心的是衣服本身。
But there are some people who are happy to buy designer clothes. One woman said it depends on the occasion.
是要得看什么场合。他说呀，比如说要是参加一个婚礼，那么穿一件很名牌的上衣，再穿一双大名牌的鞋，那是一定的了。
Another occasion to buy a designer label would be for a suit for work.
一套西服。
But that man gave us the interesting expression, run of the mill. He said he would wear a designer suit for work, but casually...
休闲。那休闲服呢就是 casual clothes.
Casually, he would just wear run of the mill jeans and tops.
这位男士啊倒是更愿意穿普通的牛仔和一般的上衣。上衣呢就是 tops.英国人啊，通常把上身穿的衬衫啊、T 恤啊这些衣服都叫做 a top.
Let's listen to those people again.
I used to buy an awful lot of designer clothes, but then I discovered the percentage markup on them, and that put me right off them.
I don't really put a focus on the brand. I guess I just have to like the piece of clothing.
I never, ever, ever buy designer labels because I refuse to pay to advertise somebody's label.
It depends on the occasion where I'm going. Like if I'm going to a wedding, I would go for a designer at that time.
I do buy...designer labels if I buy a suit, for example, for work. But just casually, I just buy run-of-the-mill jeans and tops.
Let's take another look at some more of today's language. We talked about designer labels.
知名的时装品牌。
And we learned the expression run-of-the-mill.
一般般。
A percentage.
百分比。那在英语当中的标价应该怎么说呢？
Markup.
还有拒绝。
To refuse.
做广告。
To advertise.
关注。
To focus on something.
那要是说一套西服，英语就是
suit. A suit.
休闲服呢？
Casual clothes.
最后就是英国人通常把上衣都叫做什么呢？
Yes, that was a top. And that just about brings us to the end of our fashionable BBC Learning English program.Are you someone who likes designer labels, Sun Chen, or do you prefer cheap fashions?
I would like to have more cheap clothes, but, you know, sometimes if on occasion you have to wear something which is very special. What about you, Joe?
Well, as you heard at the start of the programme, I love to find a bargain.
Ha! Joe 是特别喜欢买衣服的时候讨价还价, so you like to shop around for cheap fashions.
That's right. I think the quality is fine, and it means you can have a better variety of clothes because you can buy more.
这个说的不错，只有现在可以放你去逛街了，因为我们的节目马上也要结束了。
Okay, it's time to go shopping. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Alright, and that was today's show. Hope you've enjoyed that. 听众朋友，由于经济之声节目调整的需要，从7月19日开始，财经夜读节目播出时间调整为每天晚上22点30到24点，原22点30到23点播出的英语之夜节目届时将告一段落。感谢大家一直以来对经济之声节目的支持和厚爱，欢迎继续收听我们的节目。
Disses. I tell you sad stories about my childhood. I don't know why I trusted you, but I knew that I could. We'd spend the whole weekend lying in our own dirt. I was just so happy in your boxes and your t-shirt. Dreams, dreams of when we had just started things. Dreams of you and me. bed watching DVDs when I discovered all your dirty grotty magazines. You take me out shopping and all we buy is trainers, as if we ever needed anything to entertain us. The first time that you introduced me to your friends, and you could tell that I was nervous, so you held my hand. When I was feeling down, you make that face you do. There's no one in the world who could replace you. Dreams, dreams of when we had just started things. Dreams of me and you. And it seems that I can't shake those memories. I wonder if you feel the same way too. The littlest things that take me there. I know it sounds lame, but it's so true. I know it's not right, but it seems unfair. The things are reminding me of you. Sometimes I wish we could just pretend.
时间22:59，中央人民广播电台经济之声，让你永远领先一分钟。
Cookie 经济学，
欢迎来到 Cookie 经济学。今日查点：稀缺 （scarcity）。经济学所说的稀缺，是指相对于人们的欲望来说，资源是永远不够的。普通人追逐金钱、权力、名望、爱情。富可敌国的洛克菲勒想活到100岁，却在98岁那年逝世。秦始皇横扫六国也没能长生不老。所以说，稀缺是经济学的基本问题，也是任何人都必须面对的问题。
瑞士伊波路表为您准点报时，浪漫时刻一生相伴。瑞士伊波路表。
北京时间23:00。